On Morgan's AM, US equity markets mixed. Concerns about the potential spillover effects of a liquidation by a large investment fund.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets were mixed amid concerns about the potential spillover effects after a large investment fund was forced to liquidate massive holdings in stocks. The Dow rose 98 points, or 0.3%, erasing an earlier 160-point loss to log its 17th record closing high of 2021. Goldman Sachs Group and JP Morgan Chase were both lower. CNBC reported that Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley and Deutsche Bank facilitated the liquidation of Archegos Capital Management holdings in many of the Chinese internet names through unregistered trades. The broader S&P 500 dipped 0.1%, pairing an earlier decline of as much as 0.8%. Energy and financials lost 1.3% and 0.9% respectively to be the worst performing primary sectors, while utilities, consumer staples and communication services all rose just over 1% to be the leading primary sector performers. Viacom, Discovery and Baidu Inc. swung between losses and gains after intense selling pressure last week, with the companies among those roiled late last week by the forced liquidation of more than $20 billion of positions linked to Archegos Capital Management. Southwest Airlines Co. fell 0.5% after the airline placed 100 firm orders for the Boeing 737 MAX 7, with the first 30 of those aircraft to be delivered in 2022. That saw Boeing up 2.3%. The Nasdaq eased 0.6%. Applied Materials fell 2.3% after the company said its agreement to purchase Kokusai Electric Corp was terminated because the company didn't obtain approval for the deal by Chinese regulators in time. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index was under particular pressure, down 2.8%. European bourses advanced despite Swiss investment bank Credit Suisse and Japanese lender Nomura warning of significant losses after a US hedge fund client defaulted on margin calls, with the benchmark pan-European Stoxx 600 index settling 0.16% higher. Germany's DAX and France's CAC added 0.5%. In broader stock moves, Credit Suisse tumbled 13.8% after warning that the cost of exiting positions with a large US hedge fund that defaulted on margin calls last week could be highly significant and material to our first quarter results, notwithstanding the positive trends announced in our trading statement earlier this month. While neither Credit Suisse nor Nomura named the fund, it's been widely reported, as mentioned, that it was Archegos Capital Management connected to the fire sales. Investment banking peers UBS Group and Deutsche Bank were also under pressure, down 3.9% and 3.3% respectively. London's FTSE 100 dipped 0.1%, with a stronger pound sterling capping gains. Base metals were weaker. Copper lost 0.8% to be trading just over $4.03 a pound, with traders citing easing concerns about higher freight costs after the container ship blocking the Suez Canal was refloated. Elsewhere, nickel lost 1.1%, aluminium down 1.2%, while zinc inched 0.03% higher. Benchmark spot iron ore rallied $6.58, or 4.1%, to $167.88 a metric tonne. A stronger US dollar and a fresh rise in treasury yields weighed on precious metals markets, with gold futures losing $20.10, or 1.2%, to $1,712.20 an ounce and a three-week low. Oil prices advanced, recovering from earlier declines, as traders expect shipping delays to persist despite the 220,000-tonne cargo ship MV Evergreen being successfully refloated and moved out of the Suez Canal. WTI rose 59 cents or 1% to $61.56 a barrel. Brent added 41 cents to $64.98 a barrel. The Wall Street Journal reported that over 360 vessels were waiting to pass through the canal. Traders are also eyeing a meeting between the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies, together known as OPEC Plus, on Thursday night. Reuters reported that Russia would support a rollover to May of output curbs imposed by OPEC Plus while seeking only a small hike for itself. US 10-year Treasury yields climbed 6.3 basis points to 1.72%, and the Australian dollar is buying around 76.3 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.